podcaster, I, Amy Brown, ask interesting people what they're nerdy for. I have a very interesting person sitting next to me in my costume chamber. Actually, because you and I have only met a couple times.
Yeah.
I don't know very much about you.
Okay.
I know you are in a starring comedy room murdering duo, Good Cop, Rad Cop.
Yeah, I've definitely been that. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. And no one can follow you. They have to go at the end. That's how awesome their show is.
Yeah.
Ryan.
Yes.
Darling.
That is me.
Welcome to the podcast. Do you know that the last name Darling is from Peter Pan?
Yes.
Darling.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was a big Peter Pan guy as a kid.
Have you ever visited Never Never Land Camp?
No. Like Michael Jackson's yes. house? No, I've never been to Michael
Your
Jackson's house.
Your parents didn't sell you to Michael Jackson?
Is Michael Jackson's house still like, is it like Epstein's Island? Like, is it just kind of like, is it still there and you can go visit?
Do you think it's a pedophile tourism destination?
I don't know.
Is it like the people who collect Nazi memorabilia?
Yeah, it might be. Or like, yeah.
It's abandoned. Neverland Ranch is like abandoned.
It's abandoned.
Oh.
Are the chimpanzees running the show now? Did they take over? Is Bubbles the king?
Neverland Ranch sounds like something I
Somebody
would
bought it in 2020. A billionaire named Ronald Burkle.
Ronald Burkle? He's got $1 billion and he can't change his name?
And he bought Michael Jackson's old house.
What's he going to do with it? Who does,
Probably
how did
ride
he get
the
his
roller
money?
Coaster whenever he wants.
Do you think there was really roller coasters there? Is that just
I think
what they call
was
the bedroom?
There was a roller coaster there and I think a Ferris wheel. It seemed like a pretty good time.
Okay, we're riffing already. Awesome. But I want to say you're from Chattanooga.
Yes, indeed.
And you moved to Atlanta 13 months ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
And last year. You've been doing stand up for
10 years, maybe? Yeah. I've been
10 years.
I've been doing it for
That's
a long
good.
Time.
Yeah,
a long time.
And then you started this. So you and your friend.
Me and Dave. Yeah. Dave Hanna.
And you guys do this duo of comedy singing, two guitars, right? No,
nope,
one guitar,
and then just he's the song and dance man.
He's a song and dance man.
Yeah, for sure.
And he gives a show for the ladies.
He really does. He puts it on.
It's magical.
He leaves it all on the stage. We both try and do it, but he's more freeform. He can really get around without having to play the instrument.
It's super fun.
Yeah,
I love
it's
it.
A good
Is
time.
There a way for people to like see your bits? It's on Instagram.
Yeah, we have some clips on Instagram. We try not to give away the whole thing. Since we're two people, I mean, we can riff with each other a little bit, but we do have. I mean, it's like stand up, so we have our set act. So we try not to give all of it away.
All the surprises.
On Instagram.
You have to see them live
you
to see the surprises.
You gotta come out and see it yourself. And even if you've seen it online, it's still gonna get you in person.
Yeah, so, it was great.
It's a good time. Yeah.
We were just in a festival together this past weekend, the West End Comedy Festival.
Yes, I love that.
Did you love it? I loved it.
Promedy was really fun. The whole festival was really cool.
We did a show called Promedy, and we got to dress up in prom outfits. And kind of riff a little bit about our characters.
Yeah. Yeah. You didn't go full gown. What was your favorite prom that you went to? Which was your best favorite prom?
Oh, like back in the day?
Yeah, back in the day.
Oh, that's a great question. I just remember in high school, 99% of it was for me, like the dress. Like, what am I going to wear? How am I going to do my hair? Am I going to have opera gloves? And like, I know people are like, I want to go with my boyfriend and lose my virginity. That was not part of it.
That wasn't part of it? Did you wear opera gloves? Is opera gloves the ones that are like down to here?
They or go those all the way, like, they go to your over your elbow.
What's the difference
That's
between
opera,
opera and then debutante gloves? There's like a whole,
yeah,
it's like, all right,
this
fingerless gloves. Then you got like
the crotchless gloves.
Crotchless gloves. Yeah.
They have driving, like just a regular glove, like that's like for driving your car or carrying your purse.
Do you have driver's gloves?
So I had
or
a friend.
Or does your driver have gloves?
My driver has gloves. No, I have a friend that her mother, I grew up in the country, and her mother gave her fancy gloves. And she said, these are your to town gloves.
Oh,
yeah, so wear them to the feed store to get the animals.
I want driver's glasses.
Oh, you know, like aviators with a side pack.
Like the old school goggles.
Yeah, like the old school goggles.
With, like, the leather on the side.
So I just saw a clip of somebody driving one of those like Tesla Cybertrucks while wearing the new Apple. And he's just not even touching
the
wheel.
Virtual reality.
He's just kind of just at the wheel. And you're like, all right, the future is here. And it is terrifying.
It's pretty wild.
Yeah. I should have probably worn one of those to the show tonight. Like, hang out here, Apple glasses, you know.
My son has a flying airplane simulator.
Okay.
With the head thing, if you want.
Oh, very cool.
I've tried it one time. I got sick as a dog.
Yeah.
Have you tried the virtual reality goggles?
I've done a little bit of VR stuff, yeah. It's fun.
I like how I said all the words. That's how old I am.
Virtual reality goggles? Yeah, I've done a little bit of it. It's fun.
Do you get sick to the tummy?
No, not really. I haven't done it enough to where I'm just like sitting around. I know some people who've... VR porn is kind of big.
Oh, hello. So, maybe that's why my son made it.
Some of my friends with VR headsets, you know who you are.
Are they sticky?
I don't know.
I didn't even think about that. That's how naive I am.
It's a pretty big deal. But I think for the camera, I think to do it, you have to wear... Yeah, I feel like you have to bang somebody wearing a weird camera piece, and that just feels...
Oh, wait. Okay, I'm confused. Are the VR goggles being used to pretend to fornicate with somebody, or to you and your...
Do you know what POV is?
Are both wearing...
No, I don't... Because how weird would that look if you're, like, watching POV porn, and then the person... that you're pretending to be with is also wearing a weird headset.
Are you gonna smash the eye gear?
I feel like, again.
It's like when two people who have glasses start kissing.
Yeah, I don't know what that's like. I only kiss hot chicks with glasses.
He's not okay. Kissing
no four eyes nerds.
Here. I see how it is.
Yeah, no.
I like a nerd.
Yeah. I figured.
Oh yeah, who's gonna pay for the VR? Yeah. POV is person. We're going to learn a lot
today.
Hold on,
what is
point of view?
It's point of view. Yeah.
Whose point of view?
It's usually...
The person that's doing the fucking.
Yeah.
Wait, okay.
It's the man's point of view.
Well, everybody's doing the fucking.
I was going to say.
Like, you're watching the... you're the point
of
view.
Whoever you are pretending to be in the pornographic situation.
Are you the cook or are you the kitchen? Like...
I think you're the cook. I believe the POV is... Yeah,
I think in the instance you're thinking about right now, the cook would be the man fucking the hole. Because it can be, listen, I don't want to say woman, because it could also be a non-binary person or a man getting fucked.
That's called pegging, right?
That's if a woman puts a strap on and fucks a man, that's called pegging.
That is what that is called.
Or they...
Yeah, you're also very right.
Or they could do
a
it...
A non-binary person
could
peg or get pegged.
Is it just the b-hole? Is this a clean show?
They're not necessarily, if it's a lesbian relationship, they don't really call it pegging. Pegging is more so for banging like a man with a strap on, is what pegging kind of is more.
Okay.
But it doesn't
or
mean.
Or a pirate.
Yeah. But it doesn't mean that it's necessarily.
You got to put an eye patch on and let
it's
it put
a whole
the.
Thing.
Yeah. But that pegging is generally about like having sex, like using a strap on to. Bang a man, and yep. Generally also.
It sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah,
we actually have a song about it.
Is it punk rock?
No, it's not punk rock. We have a song called "She Took a Train to Georgia, Then She Ran a Train on Me." So that's one of our songs.
I like that.
It's a pretty good song. It has a
strong feminist.
Yeah, I mean, we're trying to like normalize, you know.
Yes, 2024. You get into pegging.
Come on, everybody's doing it.
Okay.
Peg your husband.
I'm still trying to figure out how to use the microphone that plugs into my my phone.
Peg is a lot more straightforward.
She backstage was asking us she was like, "How does Bluetooth work?"
She asked me about it beforehand.
"How old are you?"
she has like three of the smartest but nerdiest men in this house, so she's never had to know technology.
And I've exhausted those resources. They don't want to help me anymore, and one went to college to get away from me. So. Yeah. I have to ask Joel now. And you're very patient with me. Thank you. That's really sweet.
She does pay me, though. So.
Yeah, hell yeah.
That really helps.
That's why I was like, she was like, "Do you know how the Bluetooth works?" And I'm like, yeah. For money.
Yeah.
I can do that for money.
Like, I see a mark in front of me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. I know you could take all my money. I don't want to learn how to do any of this.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I've already learned so many things in my life, and then they just become obsolete. I learned how to do AutoCAD. Back in the day.
Yeah. To bring it back, though, pegging's never becoming obsolete.
Hold on. We were getting off
I think
of the
Joel really
dirty
wants
stuff, and I wanted to talk about AutoCAD.
The producer.
AutoCAD's pretty rad.
It is.
Yeah.
Because you can build anything.
I have drawings in my house that my partner's dad made in AutoCAD. He's designed like boats and stuff.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Yeah. It was handy to be able to draw anything.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could hand that to someone and they could build it.
Yeah.
That's power.
It's very cool.
Yeah. I mean, you have to pay them to do it. But
yeah. But you could draw one.
You can make
that's
anything.
Cool. Yeah. AutoCAD's like Legos for the computer.
Oh.
Kind of. I don't know.
Hashtag. Dude, that's your new hashtag.
Legos for the computer. It's outdated. Trademark. And there's Minecraft now.
Minecraft is Legos for the computer.
Yeah. Minecraft for sure.
Do you like living in Atlanta?
I love it.
Do you love potholes?
So crazy thing is, when I moved here, I got to complain all about DeKalb Avenue's potholes. And then in 2 months of moving here, they just fixed it.
Do you attract energy like that?
Have you manifested? Every mayor of Chattanooga has been like, all right, we're just going to clean up potholes and that's all we're going to do. They don't do anything about, you know, poverty or racism like, or anything
only so
bad.
Much money they have.
Police brutality, but they're like, potholes, we can stop that. And so, yeah. So I bring fixed pothole energy to cities I go
to.
That's
fantastic.
So if you have potholes in your town,
I have a visitor.
Invite me to your town and we'll get that fixed.
That sounds great. Do you have any stories of manifestation besides potholing in your life? Do you have a vision board?
No,
do you have
I don't have a vision board. No, I wish I journaled more. I don't think I have a good memory.
So you wouldn't remember that you manifested it?
No, like I think I should journal every day because people will remind me of things and I'll be like, oh,
How much do you drink?
pretty regular.
Are we mementoing? Yeah. Kind of like you're just trying to put together any parts of your life. How big are the gaps?
I mean, they're not far. Like if you asked me like what I did last week, I probably couldn't have told you what I did last Wednesday. No idea.
Wednesdays are boring.
Yeah, generally, but like I would still like to have an idea. What if something cool happened on Wednesday?
Well, maybe if it would be cool, you would remember it. And maybe nothing was cool enough.
I don't know. I've forgotten a lot of cool stuff.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you smoke the pots?
Not that often.
Do you eat the pots?
I don't smoke the pots. Not very often. I'll play like video games and smoke a little weed every now and then, but that's, I don't like to smoke weed. I don't. Do you smoke weed?
No.
Did you hear how she just referred
smoked
to it?
Smoked the pots? Yeah. Well, I figured that she was high.
right now.
So, no, I
just
get
getting
like,
high before shows. But how's Bluetooth? What's Bluetooth, y'all?
Yeah, what's Bluetooth? It's like, you're so high, you forgot how to do Bluetooth, man.
I didn't know if it was talking to the phone over Bluetooth or if it was talking to it over a Wi-Fi or if it was talking to it over the satellites that make the phones go.
Wi-Fi. I like that you think we're sending satellites into space
pew, pew.
So a microphone can talk to your just regular old telephone. That would be the most roundabout way of doing it.
I was born. There was no internet. Okay. Like,
yeah,
I've seen my
same.
Husband. I remember my husband and I started dating, and he's like, Amy, sooner than you think it's going to happen, you're going to be able to get movies over your phone lines. And I was like, this is
It's called
crazy.
Movie phone.
It's called crazy.
Call this number and find
and now,
out when they show the movie.
Everything is streaming. Now, he's talking about streaming. He's talking about, like, enough internet and enough, like, you could get your movie to come over the internet and come to your, like, that was a pipe dream.
Yeah.
That was crazy talk.
That's wild.
And now that's all we have.
And look, that's everything now.
That's everything.
Yeah. Do you miss, like, having, like, well, do you have, like, a DVD collection?
Okay. We have actually, when I was at college, one of the kind of pickup lines a guy would say to you in his fraternity house, like, say you're in the front parlor at the fraternity house having, oh, I don't know, a bourbon drink, a whiskey sour, and he'll be like, you want to come upstairs and see my DVD collection?
Hell yeah.
And like, oh, I didn't know I was hanging out with a Rockefeller.
Yeah.
No, we don't have any DVD. We gave them all away. Like,
oh.
We moved on.
So now everything's just, because it's all just digital.
Right.
Yeah, same. I don't have, like, I have a couple, like, Blu-rays, and that's, like, it.
We got rid of all of our CDs.
Yeah.
We put them in a wagon and took them to a neighbor's house 10 years ago. He wanted them.
Albums, like, vinyl? Y'all, like, music nerds?
Now we have vinyl because I inherited my Gunkel's Broadway collection.
Ooh, okay. So is that, like, your jam? Like, Broadway tunes? Show tunes?
Yeah,
okay.
Nerd.
Hell yes. I love show tunes.
Do you love show tunes?
Not a whole lot of them, but, like, not gonna lie, the Matilda soundtrack was on my Spotify Wrapped.
Did you watch the movie?
I loved it.
The
it's
dancing.
Incredible.
The dancing.
It's unbelievable.
I couldn't believe those little kids. I mean, how many children had to die making that scene?
What? Which one?
The dance, like the dancing, where they're all in the school because they.
I think they got a lot of rules that actually make sure no children die.
It looks like they filmed it in Russia because those children were going full wall to the wall. Like,
yeah, I mean they go hard.
They were gymnasts.
It's really really cool.
They're doing backflips. I don't see a mat. Like,
the Matilda movie is fantastic.
That was like Cirque du Soleil.
Emma Thompson
energy.
Was unreal in that movie. She's so good.
She's so good.
I love that. Like, I don't see a mat. I'm just like, I love how you don't understand how anything is made. You're like, what's wild about those Coca-Cola commercials? They got them bears to do that without attacking nobody. They got bear to open up one of them Coca-Cola bottles.
And you're right, and I'm not even as old as all the people who are voting and picking our leaders. Like, I was halfway there. I was halfway through.
Wait, you're not as old as the people who are voting?
Like, all the voting. Like, the people who really vote. Like, the old people who pick all of our senators and everything.
Is this the Illuminati? Are you about to let me in on, like...
The Illuminati.
Hold on. I've had a feeling this was what was happening.
We're testing your Theon levels right now.
Oh, okay.
After this, we're going to have you hold on to two bars, and we're going to check your energy levels.
What is this? Is that Scientology? Yeah. The Theons? Is that what they're called? I love how you know all the esoteric little vocabulary
Well,
words.
he's a Scientologist.
Yeah, that's how I got all these connections. I gave him all my secrets, and they were like, please, stop emailing us.
We have enough.
Chattanooga secrets.
Every single time I do something wrong, I just email the state of L. Ron Hubbard.
Yeah.
And they're like, you're so poor, we don't care.
L. Ron Hubbard at Scientology.com. Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah, they only want rich people.
Well, that's why, because they get you to tell them all your secrets. Because
and then they can blackmail
you. Yeah, so they can blackmail you.
Oh, because they can probably get people to tell secrets because of confession.
Yeah, well,
in the Catholic Church.
Because it's to unburden themselves because they're going to help you. And then
what kind of secrets do you think Tom Hanks has? Because I've heard one.
I don't know if he's
I don't think Tom Hanks is a Scientologist. You're talking about Tom Cruise?
Who did I say Tom Hanks? I said the wrong name because I'm 1,000 years old.
I was like, Tom Hanks has no secrets.
Tom Hanks is just a
nice
man.
He's a perfect guy.
Yeah.
I like Tom Hanks a lot.
Tom Cruise?
Tom Cruise hooked up with a guy that knows a guy I know. So pretty, that's like a first person experience.
You heard it here first, folks. Tom Cruise.
Officially
out and gay. No one's ever thought that before.
I know, this is fresh material.
This is fresh material. Nobody has ever supposed that, like,
and then
Tom Cruise
there was
is gay.
This, like, contract out. In LA for a starlet to marry him and extra money if you had a baby with him, and it got passed around and some girls passed, and then Katie Holmes is the one that took the contract.
Oh, and that's why she got to be in Batman Begins.
I don't know
if that's true. Yeah, she was in Batman Begins. I can confirm that. Tom Cruise being gay, I don't know. But Scientology, look out. Amy Brown is coming for you.
No, I'm not.
Amy Brown.
No, don't say it.
All of you lawyers out there listening to the show,
no.
All of you Scientologists, listen up.
No.
Amy Brown is taking you down. I didn't say it, but she thinks your church is full of shit. And you guys are all, and she said, come and be with all of your lawyers.
I can't wait to meet your aliens.
Yeah, and the aliens.
No, that's turning out to be true. They were talking about aliens came down and they put bad feelings on the planet. But now we actually do have aliens. I watched that on South Park. I watched that.
Is everything you know about Scientology
from South Park? Yeah.
Listen, they got a lot of things right.
They did the Book of Mormon. I think they should do the Book of Scientology next.
Ooh. Which book? Because there's a handful of them.
Are there?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know a lot? Can you tell me about it? Because I know nothing about Scientology.
Well, I was raised Southern Scientologist.
Wait, what?
So that, you know, there's like Southern Baptists, there's Southern Scientologists.
No,
there's no, there's no money in the South. Why would we have a Church of Scientology? I think, does Atlanta have a Church of Scientology?
They're everywhere.
They've got to have like one. I know there's one in Nashville. There might be one here in Atlanta. But no, I don't know that much about Scientology. I know it's like one of those cults that like they have a whole bunch. It's just too much reading. If they had all their books on audiobook, I might have converted by now. But like it's just mostly just like you can get Dianetics for free. That's like book one. And then probably book two and three for free. And then after you're like level, there's like levels. You know what?
Dianetics sounds like a kind of diet.
Honestly, Scientology could be interesting because, like, I'm kind of one of those, like, gamers who really likes achievements.
Yeah,
and so Scientology has, like, so many achievements to it.
If there's an app, and you're like, ding, 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 and it makes a nice noise when you get to the next level.
I'm a good Scientologist today. And, like, be like, I think I could, man.
I could get into it.
You know what? I think I could get into Scientology.
You like levels of achievement.
Yeah, there's some cool Scientologists out there. Beck is a Scientologist.
Singer guy?
Yeah, the singer guy. Oh. Will Smith,
Scientologist.
Rihanna. Is Rihanna a Scientologist?
No, I'm saying a name wrong.
Rihanna?
Rihanna. She did like an expose about it.
Queen of Queens.
Yeah, that lady.
Yeah, she escaped Scientology.
There's a big episode of her on Joe Rogan talking about it.
Yeah,
I listened to her book. It was like labor. They were slave labor.
Yeah, it's bad. And now Scientologists, like the Church of Scientology, has bought like a bunch of like property. Like they spend a lot of their money just buying real estate, and like nobody knows like what they're doing with it.
Like China.
They're just hoarding wealth.
Just like hoarding wealth and just buying property.
Well, if they're deciding to invest in real estate, you have to know like you're not going to get that money back if the market tanks. It's not a easy way to get money in and out of things.
Yes.
I was just trying to see if you guys would believe me.
Trust me, we do not pray every day for the market to
change. Rich people, they can do it because then they can just wait for the markets to go back up.
It could be like 30 years.
Yeah, they don't give a shit. They don't need money.
Mm-hmm. Investing in it. I wonder if it's easier to money market. What's that? Launder money with real estate. I wonder if they're doing like deadbeat rental places.
Slumlording. Hold on, you're wondering. Hold on. Oh, if the Church of Scientology
is slumlording.
I just thought you were just asking if that was like a thing people were doing.
The Vanderbilt's.
There's a lot of people who own.
I bet they are. I don't think the Church of Scientology has a lot of scruples or morals.
I just want to know who owns the Long John Silver's that is abandoned by my apartment.
Talking about the Eastland Village.
Yeah.
No, but
how long has that thing been just sitting there?
Years, and everyone complains about it all the time, and no one's gonna do shit.
Nobody's gonna do anything about
that. Nah, dog.
You know what? I'm gonna fix that place. Aww. I'm gonna reopen a Long John Silver's. It's gonna be my own Long John Silver's. I like a Captain D's. Have you ever eaten at a Captain D's?
No, but Long John Silver Long John Silver sounds like a strip club for the elderly.
It does sound like a strip club for the elderly.
And we're
like,
talking the elderly strip there.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, that's what I thought.
Amy, what's your favorite
fast silver food? Fox taking his pants off.
Long dong silver.
Yeah.
And
wrinkly D.
Dude, we should totally do this.
Long balls silver.
I had a person on the podcast, Gay Bob, and he works in the elderly world, like in the facilities as a PA, and he says they all have the clap.
Oh, yeah, they all, yeah. Yeah,
they're all fucking.
Yeah.
Yeah,
chlamydia is a big problem.
They bought tickets to Bone Town.
Yeah.
And they're going. Yeah, chlamydia.
Well, they're just bored.
Yeah.
And so Long John Silver, please open it up as
elderly strip club.
What was the name of the bachelor?
It's like Claremont Lounge 2.
I don't think anybody would want to go to an elderly strip club. I think what you're referring to is an elderly swinger club or a bathhouse.
Well, I want
for them to go and fuck.
See, this is why we need VR headsets for old people. And then they can pretend that each other are young and like sexy.
And they take it off and they're like, oh, I'm all old again. Yeah. Oh, my wrinkly balls.
It's a very cute episode of Black Mirror.
Mm-hmm. What about the guy who is on The Bachelor? Wasn't he handsome?
The Golden Bachelor?
Golden Bachelor.
I didn't see it, but I think he was handsome. He's kind of like a silver fox.
Right. Let's look at those guys.
Yeah.
The ones who are on testosterone.
Hot, old single guys.
Yeah. And they can prance around in tiny shorts.
Yeah. I like it. It beats the hell out of the people who are just nodding off in that parking lot.
Are people sleeping in the parking lot? It's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of abandoned things in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Boarded up.
What
not as bad as San Francisco.
Yeah. No, I guess not. I don't know. It's been a minute since I've been to San Fran.
We went to San Francisco during the pandemic, and my children and I got to watch two guys on bikes shooting heroin into their arms.
It was like a tandem bike?
They were like, they both were on these like really nice mountain bikes, and they were leaning up against a wall in the city, and they were like putting their...
Oh, but they weren't like riding them at the
time? They were
like
sitting on them.
But they weren't like...
Oh, like, they were like riding
like
and shooting up. Yeah.
Two for two. That'd be...
And so it was a teaching moment.
That's why you get it. You can swap off who's booting up and who's riding. You're like, hey, man, I need you to pedal for a little bit. I'm about to go after this dragon. Yeah. And he's like, I got you.
Oh, my gosh.
Was it a teachable moment because you told your kids that heroin's fun?
I was like, don't do it on a bicycle. Like,
don't do it on a bike. You're going to do it on a scooter.
That's pretty good advice, honestly. That's not bad. I feel like if you can do heroin, you want to be somebody that you can lay out, you know, chill a little bit.
I've never done
heroin.
The horse. I've never ridden the horse.
Is that what it's called?
I think so.
Or is that what the name of the double
bike
is?
It's called the pots, actually, is what you call heroin.
The wan.
The wan.
Heroin.
Heroin. There you go. That's when you smoke it.
I hear some people will do it and they'll be addicted forever. Like, it just takes over. That's what Dr. Drew said.
Hold on. That heroin is addicted? Wait a minute. What?
Stop.
Oh, fuck. You're like, I thought I just really liked doing it.
I didn't know I was addicted.
Oh, Dave. I got to call Dave.
Yeah.
Dave. Stop. Stop doing heroin. Turns out bad for you and highly addictive.
So addictive.
Dr. Drew.
It's Dr. Drew said that. Dr. Drew.
Yeah. Right.
He's like Dr. Drew.
You know what else is addictive?
Who?
Smoking.
You know what else is addictive? Stand-up comedy.
Ooh.
Yeah.
A lot. And you know, here's the thing. I've done it for 10 years. A lot of stand-ups love smoking and doing heroin.
That's true.
Do they?
Yeah. I've met a handful.
There's
You've
a handful.
Met comedians who can do heroin and do stand-up?
No, not the well. Same time.
Well, Mitch Hedberg
used to. One of them they can do really well.
Yeah.
Mitch Hedberg could do both really well.
That's
I don't
right.
want to take that away from him.
Yeah.
I feel sad now.
He was an overachiever.
Yeah, he was really good at stand-up and really good at doing heroin.
Until he wasn't.
Yeah.
I have a question. How do we stop people from doing drugs that are really bad for them? Because telling them not to doesn't work.
Yeah, I don't think you do.
I'm not supposed to drink alcohol and I keep doing it. It's very bad for us. Cheers.
Yeah,
we're having champagne in my costume chamber.
We're fixing all the drug addiction problem.
Yeah, you just let them do the drugs and just hope for the best.
I think so.
As a mother, I don't accept that.
Yeah, well, you know, you can push them towards the drugs even faster then.
Do you push their face in the drugs as a child? Like it's
dog
like with a turd?
Making them smoke a lot of cigarettes? Like,
right, yeah.
Like if
you
find
stay
a,
in this room and
you find heroin. If you find heroin in your kid's room, you're like, you're going to do all of this.
Do you know the people who got addicted to it after painkillers, being addicted to painkillers, and then they move on to heroin?
Yeah, you know, it's crazy.
Because
rich people cause that, too.
Yeah, it's cheaper.
Not just slumlords.
Yeah.
No, yeah, it was the...
I meant just they're not just doing slumlords.
Pharmaceuticals told the doctors to give it. There was no side effects, so the doctors gave it.
Yeah, rich people.
Yeah, Oxycontin.
Oh, you mean like people go to the doctor?
No, I mean rich people as in the owners of the pharmaceutical companies.
Right.
Not the doctors.
Well, I wonder, I don't know, like, so, okay, the people who own that company, did you watch the documentary about it?
Sorry,
yeah,
I know, like,
any trouble.
Johnson & Johnson is a company, like, the family is not running it. So this was, like, some CEOs or even lower down people who are not making a lot of money, possibly, but could make a lot of money, and so that was their money grab.
CEOs are the rich people, too.
Yeah, no, but the ones, like, the lower down ones. Market executives. I don't know the names of these people.
You're telling me the pharmaceutical industry is a cash grab?
You're blowing Ryan Darling's mind.
Hold on. You're telling me medicine. People use medicine to make loads of money?
Right? Right? You know, guess who's coming for us next?
Who is coming for us next?
The firefighters.
Hold on. All right. How did we turn from?
Yeah.
Pharmaceutical industry, bad. Firefighters,
yeah,
even worse.
You know, every time your house is on fire, you call them, they just come and they beat
like,
the shit out of you.
That was in that show, The Leftovers. Did you ever watch that?
Yeah.
The Leftovers is a great show.
I love that movie.
What? It's a TV show.
The Leftovers?
Yeah.
No, it's a movie about kids that got left at boarding school.
No.
It's a new one.
Oh, yeah. I think
Old Paul Giamatti?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's called The Hangover.
Leftover, yeah. it's an HBO series about half the population or 10% of the population disappearing.
Okay.
Just
it's
rapture.
Really, really good.
It's like a rapture, but not like a Christian one.
As men
Fun rapture.
Of a certain age, how often do you think about the end times? Does it come up for you every day?
Are we thinking about death or are we thinking about rapture?
No,
just
like
end of the world.
Mad Max situation.
Oh, that's not going to happen. We're all going to die in 10 years of global warming before anything gets to that.
But do you think we're going to fight for resources
You know, people are doing that already, right?
Fighting for resources.
Yeah.
Well, since the beginning of time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like here.
Yeah, no, people are. You know the unhoused population.
I think things are just gonna like work out.
Good for you.
Like, yeah, the end. What is this?
This
end
is why
times.
Your soul can make music.
Joe Biden's got
end
this.
Times. Yeah, I have faith in our leaders and our leadership, and I feel like America is really leading the way and being the best at everything. And I think things are just gonna work out great.
Do you have a bunker?
Do I have? Yeah, I live in a 4-floor walk up, and so really? My bunker's great. It's a above ground bunker.
How much gold do you have?
I've bought a couple of those like commemorative 9/11 coins.
Ooh.
You know, so I have a lot of those.
Also, gold's not gonna do shit in the apocalypse.
No,
gold.
What are you kidding me? People are going to want to trade gold for medicine.
How much penicillin have you got hoarded?
Oh, I mean, I've got so much penicillin. I've got a case. Is a case enough? Is it enough? How much penicillin
Costco,
do you have?
Got a
Costco case.
Now that I have your address, how much penicillin?
How much penicillin in this house?
You're like some people have like. A go bag or whatevs for like, especially after the pandemic where people like, we were like, oh, we're going to have riots and whatnot. And so we're supposed to have like $1,000 in cash.
Okay.
I don't have that. I get paid $20
a set. I'm not very liquid right now. Yeah.
Mine's all my money is invested in merch I need to move.
So $1,000 cash.
Cash. Penicillin. You're supposed to have a bunch of bottled water so that for drinking water.
It's a very heavy bag.
Well, it could be your basement. It could be a go basement.
Hold on. It went from a bag to a basement real fast.
Talk about your go basement.
Can I just get a go island?
Right. And I think you're supposed to have like gasoline for your car. So if you need to go somewhere, you have that. And then like food that doesn't go bad. And then like, I don't know. Did you watch the movie, the TV show Outlander where the lady goes back in time?
No.
Well, she brings antibiotics with her.
Oh, because those are they're gonna stop working
in the future.
Yeah,
because we're overusing
like in the
them.
Not very in the not
they
very
already are.
Future.
There's some like resistant bugs, which is terrifying.
Yeah.
So yes, things are about to get weird. It's gonna get weird.
Antibiotic resistant syphilis.
You
out
know
there
what?
Too.
This is what I know. I think we got the sweet spot, y'all. We got
you
my generation
know.
Got the sweet spot. Yeah, we were gonna get nuked by Russia, but now we're gonna get nuked by Russia again. Like, we have the sweet spot, and we should enjoy it. We should enjoy right now that we don't have to eat our dog. You know what I mean? Like, just find the joy where you can and enjoy yourself.
Not try to fix anything.
No, you can fix as much as you can, but it's exhausting. It's like there's so much to be fixed.
I'm tired just pretending to care. So, yeah, I'm with you. Yeah.
We have to enjoy it.
Yeah, let's enjoy it.
Let's enjoy. What do you like to do? What makes you happy?
I love drinking champagne.
Well, I do too.
I love drinking champagne.
Cheers.
Go bags.
On a Monday night, talking about go bags
what's
and bunkers
your
I don't have.
What gives your heart joy?
Oh, I don't know. Same stuff that gives everybody joy.
Sucking and fucking.
No, I don't. You know, it's fun that you mentioned. No, what brings me joy? That's a good
performing. I'm guessing.
Performing is nice, yeah. So that's a good 20 minutes a week that I get to enjoy. And then the rest.
What do you do the rest of the time?
Oh, I work.
What's your job?
I work at home doing marketing. So I'm
that's cool.
It's pretty boring.
Who are you marketing for? You don't want to tell.
I don't really want that on the podcast.
Okay.
There's a podcast that opened up with, are you a pedophile? I prefer not to be I work for this.
Especially the job you're marketing for.
Yeah, for real. I didn't manage a bounce house.
Oh, I didn't know they need managers. That's cool.
Yeah. They just kind of manage themselves.
He goes around.
We just have a trampoline.
He goes around to all the kids' parties, and he's the funometer.
Yeah.
Kids.
How much fun are you having? How often do you think about global warming, kiddo?
Yeah, oh, my gosh.
That's the kind of
that would be a funny theme for a bounce house.
Like
the amount of energy it took to inflate this so you can jump up and down killed 2 polar bears.
All right.
Okay. I don't know.
I'm just thinking of how sad things are. All right. I have a lot of fun in my day to day. I play a little Fortnite, you know?
Cool.
Do you know Fortnite?
Yes, my children play it.
Yeah, I probably have killed their ass.
So, maybe.
Yeah.
I beg to. I bet her kids.
Yeah, whoop my ass in Fortnite. Yeah. No, I'm not that good.
They're
at Fortnite.
Fully assimilated into the computer. They're in the Matrix.
I play a little bit of music. I like to exercise. That's
what kind of
like,
exercising do you do?
So not to bring, but I bought a Schmillishmon. I don't know. You know. No, I got
you have a Peloton.
Yeah, I bought a Peloton bike.
Well, are you gonna try to have babies? Watch your balls.
What? Hold on.
I guess.
No. Go into this. Follow this thread.
A bike seat can be hard on a guy's
balls.
Yeah, saddlebags. I don't know what you call them.
Yeah, no, yeah. That makes sense.
So just have a little cushion or something, I guess. Maybe Google it.
Maybe
it might be fine.
This
I'm
might.
Google it right now.
Maybe if more people ride Pelotons, we can stop the overpopulation and not really worry
this
about
is
climate
true.
Change. Maybe I'm part of the solution by just ragging my balls on a seat every single day.
Right.
I'm
There's
being
a lot
part
of questions about their people's balls going numb for
on the
Peloton.
Huh. I haven't had any issues, but I have
Are you trying to make babies?
No, I just have really tiny balls.
Oh, okay.
Like itty bitty.
They go inside when you're
like
on there?
Really bitty balls. Yeah, I'd kind of just.
You'd be a great.
I actually kind of put them in a little harness and just kind of.
Yank them up?
Yank them over.
Your shoulder?
My dick.
Oh.
And so they kind of wear my cock like a hat.
You'd make
or
a
my, wear my balls like a hat on my.
You'd make a great figure skater.
I would make a very good figure skater.
Because those outfits
People have
are
told
tight.
Me that. They're like, you would make a great figure skater.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could do it with the guitar.
Look how small those balls
it.
Are.
Yeah, tiny little balls. You should be a figure skater. Yeah.
Those outfits are teeny tiny. Have you seen the ballerinos in their outfits? I think they wear augmentation or cups or something.
So, funny story
about the dance belts? How often do you go
to Nutcracker every year?
I don't.
Okay.
Because it creeps me out. It's okay. A little pedophile-y.
It is a little pedophile-y. I like the Rat King part.
The Rat King.
Rat King, yes.
I thought you said racking. I'm like, is that like
the
fracking?
No,
okay.
But like, no, the first time and only time I ever saw the Nutcracker, I had very good seats. It was like front row.
Oh, wow.
And then the ballerinas came out and you could just see... They're just like whole dick and balls. And I just started laughing right there in the front row. I was just like... I was about 35.
Like, this was 2 weeks ago.
I was like, this is very
funny. It's distracting.
Yeah, I caught the January Nutcracker. It was on sale. You can go see the Nutcracker in January for
They're out of clean underwear by January.
Yeah,
they used it all up. They used all their dance belts in December when the kids were going, and now it's just the cheap seats.
I don't think I could enjoy the ballet. Do you like the ballet, the opera?
I just know... The ballet, what it does to their feet the whole time. I'm like, their feet are getting destroyed. But it is beautiful. I feel like how bendy their arms are really fascinating.
Do you like nice, perfect little feet?
Are you going to talk about your arches again?
No, I'm just asking it what kind of feet you like.
Oh, I worry about that they're causing permanent damage to their feet as dancers and their lives are going to be sad later. I'm just worried about the dancers the whole time.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, probably.
That's awful.
But they do it for entertainment.
And their career's over when they're 20.
Yeah. And they don't make a lot of money while they do it either. And it's
grueling.
A lot of people try to get into that and never get successful enough to get any kind of career. And then they just ruin their feet.
Just ruin their feet. And become smokers.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's elegant. It's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
And Did you see the Black Swan?
Yeah, I did see Black Swan.
Did you like it?
I loved it.
I thought it was good.
It's great. But exciting. I didn't realize how much damage was getting done to feet until I saw Black Swan.
That's a nightmare I have where her nail breaks.
Yeah.
I see it right now.
Oh, ooh. Gross.
Ooh. Yeah. Ooh. It's driving me to drink.
I love the scene where she's growing feathers in it and you can see her like pulling them out.
People pull their hair out when they're stressed.
Yeah.
Do you guys, have you ever done that?
I'm more of a nail biter.
Yeah, I just did a lot of drugs.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. But then I had a heart attack at 22, so.
Yeah.
Do you get really stressed like before shows and stuff?
I tinkle four times as a cluster tinkle.
Oh, okay. Like when you pee, you go to the bathroom four times or
no,
do you just
like,
go
just,
once and just four
no.
short spurts?
How vivid. I go before I leave the house and I get to the venue and I'm like, there's no way I need to go. But my body's like, you better go, bitch. And I just pretend to go. My body's like, okay.
That's
and then I go on stage.
That's two times to pee.
Yeah, I'm just teasing. I was using hyperbole.
I pee so many times before.
I have a friend who said he used to do a little nervous poop every time.
Really?
Yeah, every time.
No, that's never been me. But yeah, I used to not be able to eat, but now I can kind of.
I can eat.
I would hate to have to poop on stage. I think a pee is a little bit easier. But if you have to, if you had to actively poop while doing a set,
how forceful are your doo-doos? I can hold a doo-doo for a day and a half, especially if I'm on a plane.
I mean, I don't mean like, I mean like you're like, if you're like actively feeling like, I have to go shit. That's what I'm saying. I'd rather be like, oh, okay, I feel like I got to pee as soon as I get off this. But if I was like, I got shit as soon as I got off
like
stage,
a big one,
I'd be like, you got to swap me with someone else. I got to go drop it.
I've definitely had to poop before, like while on stage, or not like right before going up, but being like, I don't have enough time to go poop. And then get on stage and not even think about it. And then afterwards be like, all right, time to go poop.
I don't, you know, I don't want to talk a lot about this topic, but it is fascinating to me how different bodies work. Like, I have a window in the morning
that you poop out of.
Yes.
I want to talk a lot about, I don't want to talk about my poop window. It's the, my special time.
It's like a dog door, but it's a window on the side of the bathroom. It's we just kind of copied like this old castle drawing.
Yeah, check out Amy's OnlyFans.
Directly to the cesspool.
It's very niche.
The cesspit.
Wow, I knew you had a pool.
But if I miss that window, it's not going to happen. Like, I'm clear for till the next day. But so other people, like,
you only poop once a day?
Yeah. How many times a day do you?
Well, 2 to 3. Out the window.
2 to 3.
Yeah. I shit a lot.
Is this a lot of roughage?
No, here's the thing. I've checked into it because I was worried that I pooped a lot. Me and my brothers and my, we all just poop like 2 or 3 times a day. I've asked the doctor. He was like, are you straining when you do it? And is there any blood in your stool? And I go, no. And he goes, then you're fine. It's everybody just poops a different amount.
Yeah.
But I have no poop window. If I got to poop, I'm going to poop.
Yeah. No, I'm pretty regular, about 9 a.m. It's so weird because everybody plans, I work remote, and everybody plans meetings at like 9:30. And I'm like, yo, that is right in my window.
Exactly.
That is. So if the meeting goes long, you'll see me over Zoom being like, yeah, this is great. Great meeting. We're all doing a lot of good stuff. Oh, send me that spreadsheet. CC me on that. And then,
yeah, you're
and then
running.
Like, the next thing, I'm just like,
I used to work at a restaurant in the kitchen. I was there for like three and a half years or so. And the chef knew that I would always take a poop before the rush. Because it would be like, you know, 7 o'clock rush. And so I'd be like around 6:30, I'd be like, oh, I'm going to go step off, go to the bathroom real quick. And there was even one time he was like, Joel, why haven't you gone to the bathroom yet? And I was like, how'd you know I have to poop? He was like, every night before the rush, you go poop. I was like, I mean, yeah, you're right. I do.
Oh my gosh.
I have to go.
Is it self-soothing?
What do you mean self-soothing?
Pooping is a form of self-care.
Yeah, is it soothing to
I will that? Say sometimes if you have to poop, but if you get a really good poop in there and like you feel like lighter or more relaxed afterwards, that's kind of a self-soothe.
That is true. Hmm. If you feel better afterwards. Right.
If I don't get my coffee, if I like have my coffee and then I don't get to poop like within that the nice window afterwards, and I'm just like, oh man, this I gotta stop doing whatever
like,
I'm doing. I gotta go
Have you ever had like a poop so good that like 2 hours later you were like,
yeah,
still thinking about it?
Yeah, I have, for sure.
Have you, Amy?
For sure.
Have you ever had a poop that you were like, that was a good one?
As someone who has dabbled in eating disorders, I have been like, maybe I should get on the scale and see if I've lost weight from
that
one.
Oh, like after? Like before and after?
Yeah.
See, I mean, I guess that would be some form of a sense of accomplishment afterwards, yeah, like, but I'm just thinking.
So, like, drive to Weight Watchers right now.
A burden unloaded.
I know what you're talking about. I've definitely had that where you're just like, man, God, that. I felt so good after that shit today.
Like, I have no one to talk to about this, but
you can
text
me.
I've only had
I text Matt. You know, we have, because we're both from Chattanooga. I got Ryan started stand up whenever I used to run the shows that he took over. Anyways, our mutual friend, Meg Riggle, you can text her. Text her anytime you have a good poop. She'll be
Does she want a picture?
That is true.
She doesn't want a picture, but she will talk to you about poops because she poops a lot too.
Yeah. We were friends with this couple in Boulder, and they would send pictures to each other. They were like, it's a good ropey one. Like, then they would take like, they would take like a medication, like a cleanse, and they're like, oh, I'm getting like, they would like get super excited about
and then
their
send poop pics
to each other.
That's wild.
It was their love language.
I've sent poop pics to friends before.
I've definitely done that,
but not like a romantic partner.
I'll be like, hey, do you want to see like who I'm dating now?
I don't know if they're still married though. It's been a while.
I mean, I imagine like if you're sending poop pics, you're probably gonna be married.
Yeah, they found the one.
You found the one there.
But they found each other.
Yeah.
In the gutter.
Yeah, just like
that's
the medieval gutter that's
it.
Outside my house.
Yeah, just
of
like
the,
yeah, just
the
they
poop
found
door.
It in your little poop hole.
The poop shoot.
Poop
a poop shoot.
Ooh, I like it. Poop shoot.
Poop shoot. Okay, I'm going to find out what kind of nerd you are, my friend.
Okay.
I like how now we're going back to the format of this podcast. This has been the wildest
episode.
Oh,
because he's not been
on.
He hasn't been on before.
No. Yeah. I'm not saying that. I'm not, because I know you just didn't ask Matthew and Nathan this. I mean, this whole episode has been so wild across the board. And now you're like, oh, by the way, I have this thing that I do.
We've talked about Scientology, poop, and pedophilia.
I think this is the ADD episode. I like
it. Are you ADD?
This is... She sure is.
But this is also
we got. What is this? Your second or third champagne?
This is my second.
Yeah. See.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. Usually, whenever we're having a couple of drinks on the show, the second one gets a little looser. The second one's a little looser.
Oh, I like the loose one.
There's only one episode we ever never put out.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah. That was the margarita night.
We had a whole pitcher of margaritas before.
I spilled it on the carpet.
And during.
Oh, okay.
That one, the guest revealed too much, and then we were like.
He wanted to keep his job, so we didn't release it.
Okay.
I'm going to find out what kind of nerd you are.
Okay.
All right. Star Wars or Star Trek?
Ooh. Okay. Good question. I wish I was a Star Trek guy, but sadly, I'm more familiar with Star Wars. I do love Star Trek, and I do think it is the better series, but I just have seen more Star Wars.
I feel like Star Trek is more thoughtful.
Yeah.
And Star Wars is just a money grab at this point.
Yeah, Star Wars is for babies. But Star Trek is definitely like, it's got more mature themes. It's a lot of fun. Picard over Kirk. And yeah, it's cool. Star Trek rules.
Cool. All right. Have you ever LARPed or cosplayed?
I mean, Halloween. So, no, not really. No LARPing, no cosplay.
What's your favorite Halloween costume?
I went as Peter B. Parker a few years ago, and that was pretty rad. Oh, I also went as Quail Man once and
who are these people?
And danced on a dead girl. So
Quail Man's from Nickelodeon.
There was
Dog.
But there is a photo of me online, probably on MySpace, and I'm dressed as Quail Man, and I'm kind of like grinding up on somebody, and then like cut to, I think it was the last picture of her alive. So,
oh,
yeah.
You're kidding.
Do I know this person?
It was at one of like your brother's dance parties.
Oh, did she pass away?
It was not like a happy accident. She, I think, fell to her death.
Oh, God. That got dark.
That did.
She wasn't doing heroin.
Next question.
You gotta tell me this is after the recording. I'm so curious.
Yeah. I also dated somebody who got drone striked.
Wait!
Someone who got what?
You talking about? And then she was in the BuzzFeed article?
Different thing. Turns out if you date me and,
You're talking about there was a big BuzzFeed
drone strike by Obama.
A drone strike.
Was there the big BuzzFeed expose about her?
There was a girl from Chattanooga that I went on one.
Does it start with
this letter? Was she in the military?
Yeah. Same.
All right.
Same.
Okay. So
can we just cut this from the show? We'll cut this from the show. We can talk about this another time, but yeah, we can cut this from the show.
So, but if someone dates you, they're going to die. And if you move to a city, the potholes will get fixed.
That's true. So, good and bad news. Don't let me around your women, but just let me around your potholes. All right.
That's what you call your women, the potholes.
Yeah, it's a pothole.
And they need filling. There you go.
Jesus
Christ. What's the longest sitting you've ever done for a video game or board game?
Oh, shit.
I feel like I'm interviewing one of my sons right now.
That is a tough question.
Do you say no cap? Do you say no cap?
No, I didn't say, I said oh, shit. I don't say no cap, and I don't say no homo. I think the longest sitting I did, it was over a weekend. I got to borrow my buddy's PlayStation 3.
How old were you?
I had to have been like maybe 26, 27. It was when The Last of Us Part 1 came out, the original one, and I only got to borrow his PlayStation for like the weekend. So I binge played that game, and that was like 20 hours through over 2 days.
Did you get a hemorrhoid?
10 hours. No.
Did your back go out? You're too young.
I don't even know.
How many more
80.
Zits did you have afterwards?
Probably zero. I have very good skin.
Oh.
Thank you. Very good genetics.
Lovely.
Yeah. Do you want to harvest my blood?
We can do that later.
I'll charge
you
money.
I got my equipment. It's attached to the VR set.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I can pretend. What's the conspiracy theory where the glitterati are consuming babies or something to stay young?
Oh, there's a cabal of the cheese pizza thing where we're sacrificing babies. Hillary Clinton eats babies and stuff. What do you mean conspiracy theory?
Yeah.
Oh, it's real?
That's real. That happens.
What did it happen at Epstein Island? That's why they killed him.
No cap. No cap, fam. No homo. Okay. We eat babies on this island.
What does no cap mean?
I told you
no
this
cap
last
means
time.
You're not wearing a hat.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, that makes
no
so much sense.
No cap means not lying, because if you say cap, that means that, like, it's a lie. Yeah.
So is it short for capital?
I don't know, but it's just, once again, like I told you last time, it's just Gen Z appropriating
black culture.
Black culture, yeah. And vernacular. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, Joel, do you have, like, Bofa?
Bofa? These nuts.
Oh, my God. Come on. God, yes.
I'm so upset because Susie did this.
Woo!
Ryan used to do D's Nuts jokes all the time.
Damn it out. Woo!
That
was
good.
That hell
good.
Yeah.
I've been
good.
Training
I'm so
for that
glad
for 5 years.
You knew Bofa. Oh, that makes me so happy.
I'm so upset that I fell for that again. We had like drove out of town for like gigs before, and it's just Ryan just doing D's Nuts jokes left and right.
You are my child.
I'll try and do it, yeah.
This house is 90% D's Nuts jokes.
Would you like to D's Nuts jokes? That's how classy they are here.
Yeah.
We do D's Nuts.
And she's like, son, it's these.
It's these nuts.
Hard
please.
To yeah.
We
hard.
Speak the King's these English in this nuts. House.
These
in your mouth,
these balls
on mom's face. It's a whole thing.
Yeah.
All right. Have you ever been to a Rush concert?
No, I've never been to a Rush concert. No.
Do you ever had a card collection?
Yes.
Pokemon,
yes.
Baseball, what?
Pokemon and baseball cards.
Okay.
100%. I used to go to Books A Million and battle Pokemon cards.
Yeah.
Yes.
Battle. Okay.
Yeah. Is that they're getting?
That's
laid.
What they were there for. Yeah.
Have you ever held a tropical bird?
No.
Are you worried about AI?
I actually use AI for my job, so
making marketing stuff.
No.
For the bouncy castle.
Yeah, for the bouncy for the bounce houses. Yeah.
On sale today. Bounce
Once they
castles,
have an AI that
promise,
can bounce kids for me, then I'm done. Yeah.
I promise. No, we promise. No, Michael Jacksons.
Yeah. No, it's No, I'm not.
Bouncy castles now with less Michael Jacksons.
I don't know. Are you afraid of AI?
My family talks about it a lot, and their fear of it.
Okay.
Do you have a pair of fairy wings?
No, I do not have a pair of fairy wings.
How about a cape?
No capes.
No cape.
No capes.
No cap,
no
capes.
Not a cape. Spider-Man doesn't wear a cape.
Is that who Parker was?
Yeah.
Okay.
Whoa, are you on the Nerdy Podcast asking if Peter Parker was Spider-Man?
There's a lot of different kinds of nerds. And
but you didn't know Peter Parker was. Well,
sounded,
you were just checking.
It sounded familiar.
Okay,
it's been a minute since I watched those.
Peter Parker.
My husband is rock climbing, and he looks like the original Spider-Man from
the
90s.
White.
No,
Tobey Maguire.
Tobey Maguire.
Okay.
My dad used to call him Toby. Like, how's Toby doing? And he'd call.
Her husband ripped as fuck.
Oh,
yeah,
hell yeah.
No body fat. He can do plank for an hour.
What?
Yeah.
I'm told.
He's nerdy for fitness.
Fitness, yeah. Do you know all the words to a musical?
All the words to a musical. Not all the words to a musical, but I can sing along to a handful of show tunes.
What's your
for
favorite
sure.
one?
Ooh, I love Book of Mormon. Duh.
Yeah, me too.
Matilda really got me. I love The Producers. Springtime for Hitler is one of the funniest songs ever written.
Preach.
Let's see. South Park, the movie had a lot of music in it. It was very funny.
Yeah, it was good.
I loved Phantom of the Opera a lot.
Yeah, how old were you when that came out?
I never saw it on Broadway, but I saw the movie. I was in high school when that came out. So
I feel like musicals really play towards teenagers, because we have like all, when you're a teenager, you have these really big feelings.
Yeah.
And then you go to the musical and you're like, oh, they get it.
Yeah. And as an adult, you don't have big feelings anymore.
Just like, oh, we're all going to die.
Just complex, sad ones.
The earth is ending.
Yeah.
Let's go see a musical.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll have a nice night.
Yeah, no, I want to watch Wicked. I haven't seen Wicked yet, and I only know like one or two songs from it, but it's cool. But
cool.
But Matilda is very rad. It was on
Do you like ballerinas and opera?
I don't understand ballet or opera really as like
an expression of art and human emotions.
Yeah.
Right? I have a hard enough. So I've been to operas recently where they have subtitles.
Okay. I think I could get into that.
Because then you're like, you can kind of follow what's happening.
I watch TV shows with subtitles on sometimes. So, yeah. So opera with subtitles, I think I could mess with that. Yeah.
In the
that
theater.
Fun. Yeah. Okay.
So then you can follow it. It gets a little easier, but.
They did like the Shining. I think Atlanta did like a Shining opera recently.
Oh, like a not because like they're writing a lot of new operas.
Yeah.
It's so not cool anymore.
They were trying to do like a Shining opera, and I think I would have. I think I could.
That might have been cool.
I love Stephen King. So.
Right?
Yeah, Stephen King rules.
So he wrote The Shining when he was living in Boulder, Colorado, and I had the depression of my life living in Boulder. And I was like, I get it, Stephen. I was dark here too.
Yeah. Oh my God, I went to Boulder not too long ago. I'm going again in like a few months, but I looked up like best things to do in Boulder. And they were like, oh, go see the sunset. And I was like, oh, where should I see the sunset? And they were just like, just this parking garage. So, like, all I saw was, like, the brewery where they do the Boulder Comedy Show and then just the parking garage.
A parking garage?
Yeah, I went to a parking garage and, like, smoke weed and
watch the sunset. I lived there for 5 years. I never used a parking garage.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did your driver use a parking garage? Come on.
No. My driver did not use the parking garage. And this was before Uber.
No, she just made him drive the block.
Waste the money parking.
Are you going back to Boulder? I can give you a list of cool things.
We're going, I mean, if you're listening to this and in Colorado, we'll be there April 23rd through the 6th. Or
oh, that's
like
awesome.
That. Yeah.
I'm going in April too.
Ooh, cool.
The Shining was based on this hotel in Estes Park,
mm-hmm.
the Stanley.
They almost filmed it in Chattanooga.
Did they?
Yeah, they almost filmed it in Stanley Kubrick went to Covenant College to go look at the thing, but we don't get enough snow in
to do
the South
those
to do it. So yeah.
And then so the Stanley actually is a haunted hotel.
Yeah.
And I had a friend that went on the tour and she said she felt someone touching the back of her neck on the tour. And yeah. And the Stanley has kind of recently embraced this whole Shining thing, and they put in a maze.
Oh, cool!
And there's this frozen dead guy. Have you heard about the frozen dead guy days?
No.
So there's this like, I think he's Norwegian. This grandpa is like a frozen person, and it was in this like up in the mountains, Netherlands. This place in someone's shed, and the authority like for years, and the grandchildren were like keeping him frozen, and the authorities found out like you can't just have a frozen body in your shed, and then because Colorado is so weird, they're like, why can't you have a dead body in your shed? And they started
Damn right.
a fundraiser, and they
Damn
raised
right.
money, and then they had volunteers coming and keeping the frozen dead guy, and then they started a parade, and you would have to like race with coffins and dress up, and it turned into a festival, and now there's like 20,000 people. Like it grew out of Netherlands, it's much a small town. They moved it to Estes Park to outside the Stanley Hotel, and now they have like this 20,000 person Dead Guy Days Festival. It's like, this is the most Colorado thing.
That is the most.
And they moved
thing
the guy there.
That's the most American thing I've ever heard in my life.
And they put him in a fancier cryostat.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
So, and you can go visit him.
So that's one of the shorter things that you know is cryostat.
Yeah, go there.
What is cryostat?
It's a very cold freezer.
Okay,
yeah,
for what? What is
guy.
The cryostat for?
To keep things really cold, like dead people and ions and electrons.
Ooh, okay. Are you going to get frozen?
I want to be cremated and thrown into the ocean.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, what do you want to do?
A bunch of different oceans? Or
No, don't. I'm not going
to make
a to-do
list. Just one big dump?
Outside of, hopefully, the beach house that we still own because the sea rise hasn't risen enough to eat it.
Okay, that's cool. All right. That's cool. Yeah.
How about you? Do you know what you want to do?
Yeah, I'm going to write a list of chores of places people need to dump my ashes.
Are you going to have children?
But they're going to be funny places that it's going to be like hard to get ashes into to dump them.
Well, they're very upset about like you can't like place like wherever, anywhere the Beatles has ever been. You're not allowed to drop the ashes anymore. Like they're like have all these rules now about like too
There's
many people.
There's a lot of rules already about not throwing human remains places.
Yeah, you're like Disney. You can get like banned from Disney for life.
But you're just not supposed to. It's yeah. very. Yeah.
My sister wants her ashes dumped at Disney.
No. And,
yeah. Well, I'm just on the monorail. They're not gonna stop me there. There's no security. So just get in the monorail and just.
If someone told me to do that, I would just say sure and then never do it.
Go to the yeah. Long John Silver's by my house.
Let's turn the Long John Silver into a crematorium.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
I saw, okay, so sometimes this is going to get really gross, but this is what I was Googling yesterday.
Okay.
So sometimes bodies, well, they all do, turn into a liquid as they decompose. And if they're in a box, that box can leak, that box can explode a little, they call it burping.
Okay.
And it can make gases that make it open. It's if you're in a mausoleum.
Okay.
And you see liquid on the ground.
Oh, that's like dead guy liquid.
And then they can test it to see if it has like the chemicals from like the preserving chemicals to see if
mausoleums I do not really like. Yeah, I like it above. Like, I mean, New Orleans, I like the above, like, sea level cemeteries are really cool. But
those
like,
are mausoleum. That's a mausoleum.
Yeah, those are cool. But, like, in general, I'm like, if I ever had enough money to get buried, I'd just headstone kind of regular.
Because there's so many people have been, this is the problem. There's so many people who have lived and died. And if we all have a headstone and we all want to be in a box in the ground that's, like, covered in lead and is not allowed to decompose, there's not going to be enough room to have the corn festival.
Well, damn.
Or the Frozen Dead Guy Day
yeah,
festival.
I mean, I went to Kenny Rogers' grave not too long ago, and, I mean, that thing is a huge waste
of
space.
That thing's wild.
That thing's big. It's amazing, though.
Kenny Rogers is dead?
He's been dead.
Yeah, he's way dead.
Like Islands in the Stream with Dolly Parton, Kenny Rogers?
Yeah, he's that Kenny Rogers, guy from Chicken Fame.
They moved
Fame.
His body to, it's in the Oakland Cemetery now.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
It's beautiful. Yeah, you want
to
go?
I hear it's very hard to get into the Oakland Cemetery, so good on him.
Yeah,
it is. But he's also really rich.
You got to ride Islands in the Stream to get in the Oakland Cemetery.
Well, probably Dolly probably.
Well, they also just buried a bunch of Confederate soldiers there, too.
Rich people get to do whatever they want.
Yeah.
That's not true. You keep saying that. It's not a panacea. We still struggle, Joel. He doesn't believe me.
What? Y'all don't have problems? You know what they say, Joel? More money, more problems.
More money, more problems. You know, you're just trying to get into a good school and then a good college and then a good cemetery. It's
a lot.
It's a lot. It's constant.
And you still have to die at the end.
Yeah.
No, it's terrible.
Unless you get frozen.
Then you get to get moved and have a festival.
A festival. Frozen Dead.
Which is kind of what I hope for. Okay. I want to get frozen on stage.
Jesus. Have you ever won a perfect attendance award? Back to the questions.
Okay. No, the only awards I've won are like clean plate awards from Captain D's.
Have you ever been stuffed in a locker?
No. Our lockers were like the half lockers at my... I was homeschooled and then like when I went to...
What is it with the South and everyone getting homeschooled?
Religion. That's a big thing.
You get to go to school and they have religion there too in the South.
Yeah, that is true. But it was just... Yeah, it's religion and then like a mix of white flight.
I have... I thought I had a funnier... that's sad.
White flight actually sounds so cute. Like, white flight sounds like Delta, you know, just like, you know.
Oh, I just...
We're on white flight.
Oh, my gosh. I know, I'm not Diamond Medallion. I'm white flight.
Yeah.
Jesus. I thought... I had a theory that the people who homeschool just didn't want to wake up in time to get the kid on the bus. They were late sleepers.
Damn. No, my mom was an early riser.
Was she?
Damn.
She had to talk to Jesus about how to keep everybody in line.
All right.
Have you ever said huzzah?
Probably sarcastically.
Have you been to a Ren Fair?
Yeah.
Okay.
But not like, huzzah. I didn't like dress up like some sort of dork. No.
Oh,
I went over there to
school?
Bully all the dorks.
I didn't go bully or anything.
You just kind of go in there and hang out, drink beer from a big glass. It's a good time.
It's a good time. Yeah. Have you ever been to do you like Disney a lot? Your sister does.
I'm low key a Disney adult.
Okay.
I try and keep it like chill, but yeah.
She doesn't respect you anymore.
Yeah. Oh, what are you a Disney adult?
No,
she does not like Disney adults.
I have some friends and they're very zealot about it.
Yeah,
and
I could imagine.
I'm a musical theater nerd, and so I'm like, you're bringing down the brand. You know what I mean? Like,
Disney's not like high enough.
Yeah, we're serious. But then the guy who wrote Hamilton, Lin-Manuel Lin-Manuel Miranda is writing Disney stuff now, and I'm like, okay.
I guess. I'm a big Randy Newman guy. Do you know
Randy Newman?
Yeah, Randy Newman. Like he wrote, like, he does like the Toy Story soundtrack, and like he did the soundtrack for Princess and the Frog. But he also was like, he's like one of the best American songwriters ever.
That's cool.
He's very, very. He's like in the 60s and 70s. He wrote some very like funny songs that, and also some very serious love songs. Like he's my favorite songwriter. He's incredible.
That's cute that you have a favorite songwriter.
Yeah, Randy Newman, and then also probably John Prine. Those two together.
Who's John Prine?
Wow. John Prine is the greatest songwriter of all time. He wrote No Cap. John Prine for forever. Like John Prine wrote you might know In Spite of Ourselves is one of his songs.
Which Disney movie was that?
It was not this. John Prine has not written any Disney songs that I know of. John Prine wrote
sounds like Angel, he's not that great of a songwriter then.
Angel from Montgomery is a John Prine country music.
I grew up in the North. If you grew up in the North, you say, I like all music except for country.
Yeah, it's so rude because it makes it sound like country music is just for a bunch of morons and dum-dums.
I think that's what they were like. That's
trust me, I am well aware of Northern prejudice against
because you're dating a Northerner.
Yeah, and they thought we're all just a bunch of dummies. And turns out, I mean, it's just because our schools are bad and we're just run by horrifying people doesn't mean we're stupid. We're just, you know, not as, you know, known for our intelligence.
The property tax that my parents pay in upstate New York would turn your hair gray. Okay. However, I went to a very good school that was public and there was an indoor pool. And my children go to a fancy school here. No indoor pool.
Yeah, we should fund more schools.
It was like touring it as an adult. I was like, two libraries? Oh my God. Like it was really nice. It was really nice.
Wow. Did you go to Hogwarts?
Our tiny town. Like, it was 69 people in our graduating class.
Nice.
I know, right?
Come on.
These nuts.
Come on.
What kind of nerd is he? Jesus Christ.
Okay. I cannot pinpoint. Usually I find out what kind of nerd people are. Have you ever ridden a unicycle?
No.
Do you a woodwind instrument?
Nope. I played brass.
What kind of brass?
Trumpet.
A trump is kind of a cool trumpet. Thing. Do you a clip-on tie?
No.
Have you ever held a ferret?
Yes.
It looks like you didn't enjoy it.
No, not a big fan. And my friend had like a ferret growing up. It was gross.
Yeah.
Rodent.
Do you like buying school supplies?
No, I don't. No.
Do you just like really love?
Who enjoys buying school supplies?
I do.
My partner bought me a planer. So, yeah.
Touch this. This is cardstock.
Woo! Yeah, I know what card.
Okay, I didn't know.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's. Now, feel this piece of garbage. This is just a regular piece of thin ass paper.
You can feel the poverty on that piece of paper.
It's.
Where's the champagne? Butler! No, yeah, that is trash paper. Yeah, cardstock is very nice.
I love school supplies. Yeah, I like good school supplies.
Respect. Okay.
I'm having a hard time pinpointing what kind of a nerd you are. I feel like you might be like a movie, video game, music nerd.
Yeah, that's kind of it. Just kind of basic stuff.
Skateboarding?
No, I can't skateboard.
Tattoos?
I have 13, but that's not like obsessive.
I see them.
Yeah, I have a cap.
But I like to ask. You know, you don't ask someone if they're pregnant, even though they're like they're hitting you with their tummy.
So
their
you just think that he just drew those on?
Yeah, I just drew these on for the show.
I draw them on every day. I'm wearing a fake sleeve.
Lately, I've been into. I'm trying to get on Survivor.
Do you want to? Oh,
that's like what I'm into right now, and not the survival aspect of the show.
Is it for a weight loss program?
No, it's not the Biggest Loser.
People get like all thin on that show because they're not getting enough food and stuff.
Yeah, no, it's like 29 days now, so it's a little shorter, and they still don't feed you, but like you can catch fish and stuff. But yeah, no, I just watch a lot of Survivor, and
I eat pizza every 3 days. I would definitely lose weight if I was just eating fish.
Oh, hell yeah, yeah, no, I've heard of the Mediterranean diet, and I should probably. No, honestly, eat whatever the hell you want. Who gives a shit? We're all going to die.
We're all gonna die.
So that at the end of this,
I told my sister-in-law that. I was like, I get comforted by that, that we're all nice. Gonna die. And she's like, Amy, I think you need to see someone. You sound depressed.
Yeah, only exercise if it makes you feel good. Like moving your body feels good.
It does feel whatever, good though, and then you feel better. You want.
Yeah, it's nice.
I can tell the days when I haven't exercised that my mood's not good.
Yeah, no, my mental health is highly impacted by how much.
When
I
you don't get to ride
if
your,
I don't,
your
if
fancy
I don't
bicycle.
If I don't get to do cardio, wait, I hate weights, but I'll do cardio all day because
your Peloton.
Yeah, well, it's that or running or you know when the weather's good. Yeah, just try and get. Try and get, you know, a little exercise in.
Well, Ryan, darling.
Yes.
I'm having trouble pinpointing. Usually I tell everyone what kind of nerd
what
they
kind
are.
Of nerd? What I kind of say, nerd? Like, what would I fall under?
I feel like you know all, like, this popular culture, too. You might be... Do you think he's a popular culture nerd?
Just, ask me some questions.
Just kind of
I asked
like
a
nerd.
Million questions already.
Maybe I just get chicks and I'm cool. And I'm not some
I
sort
think
of
you
weird
might be,
nerd.
Yeah, do you get a lot of chick action?
No. I've been, I'm in a five-year relationship right now.
Oh, well, so. That's... Success.
That is success. So when maybe I'm a relationship nerd. Maybe I'm a, like a hang out with my cat and be a good partner nerd.
Oh, you're a cat person.
Yeah. What?
She hates cats.
Oh, you hate cats? No, oh, yeah. I knew you were evil. Yeah.
No, I'm just
cats thinking. Are the far superior animals.
Everyone keeps saying that. But sometimes it's just fun to have a nice dumb animal in the house that loves you. And that's why my husband married me.
Oh, yeah. You beat me to it.
I have a joke about it. It's like, just if you're a smart person, just get someone who's happy, you know, just a simple person that's going to meet you at the door when you come home from work, excited to see you.
Is this your husband?
We'll lick your face or some other stuff, you know.
and that's your ripped husband? That's awesome. Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, Ryan, do you have anything to plug?
Just follow Good Cop Rad Cop on Instagram and Twitter and or I guess X now or whatever the hell you choose. We're on Spotify. We have an album called The Good Album on Spotify.
You do? I want to watch that.
It's not very good because we recorded it during pandemic and I had a very shitty laptop microphone. So it's not our best foot forward, but it's available. And then, so that's a great plug. No, just follow my shit and come to a live show because, like, you really will have your mind blown.
It's really fun.
It's really fun.
You guys,
they're performing at our telethon on April 20th.
April 20th, and then that's right gonna, after that, we're gonna go to Colorado. So yeah,
nice.
Yeah,
lovely.
Very fun.
Thank you for coming to
my
costume
chamber. Thank you so much
chamber.
For having. This is wonderful. Yeah, yay. I love your costume chamber. Thanks, Amy.